As London reacts to the unfolding turmoil in Prime Minister Theresa May's government this morning, we turn to our colleagues at the BBC for our weekly look ahead at some of the other big international stories to watch for this week. This morning, we're joined by Poona Gudusi, and we start with the upcoming NATO summit in Belgium. Poona, what's on the agenda?
Lauren, more than anything, it'll be a chance for the European leaders to show Russia that they still have a united NATO front. In other words, make sure that the US is firmly with them. Before I get into more details, though, let us hear from our security correspondent, Jonathan Marcus, who's covered more NATO summits than I can count.
Well, I think this is really quite an extraordinary NATO summit in many ways. Firstly, you have clearly a growing concern about the threat or the perceived threat from a resurgent Russia. But on the other hand, the summit is extraordinary because of the presence of Mr. Trump and his attitude to the alliance. I can't think of an earlier summit, certainly in the times I've been covering it, where, you know, there was some question mark over the United States' commitment to NATO and to Europe. You have a president who doesn't seem to have any great simpatico with key alliance leaders. It means that this summit is coming at a time of almost unprecedented tensions, unprecedented divisions, and unprecedented uncertainty about the future.
So, Lauren, as you heard, unprecedented and uncertainty being the key words here. Mm-hmm. Some say it's for good reason, too, with President Trump meeting President Putin next Monday in Helsinki. And having recently met with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, the rest of the NATO members are now starting to fear, worry even, that perhaps he prefers dealing with authoritarian rulers rather more than the U.S.'s democratic historic allies. As you know, just last week, the U.S. ambassador to Estonia also resigned in anger over Mr. Trump's comments about Russia annexing the Ukraine territory of Crimea, Trump saying nothing wrong with that. Estonia and some other neighbors of Russia are, of course, very concerned that something is wrong and there will be a possible similar expansionist threat from Russia, and that maybe the U.S. will do nothing to protect or defend them if that happens.
Mm-hmm. And on Thursday, President Trump arrives for a U.K. visit. How is London gearing up for that?
It is a highly anticipated visit, I must say, but not in a good way. Several dates were suggested for this visit and then postponed several times. Many said it was partly because of those encouraging the Prime Minister and the Queen, in fact, not to throw the red carpet out for Mr. Trump. But now that the date is confirmed, while Theresa May's government and the royal family are preparing to host the American president, many Londoners are preparing for protests. They want to show that they don't approve of the president or his policies necessarily. Several events are being orchestrated by activists here, including one that is called a Carnival of Resistance. It's organized by a group called Stop Trump. Another crowdfunded group have been preparing a giant orange and yellow balloon. That's the best way I can describe it. It depicts Donald Trump as an angry, nappy-wearing baby with a cell phone in one hand. The mayor of London's actually given permission for it to be flown close to the Parliament building during the visit. There were, of course, many for and against this idea, but after the petition gathered 10,000 signatures and £10,000 to go with it, they had to allow it. One of the men behind the campaign, his name is Dan, he dismissed the suggestions that it was a rude way to greet the leader of one of UK's top allies.
A very long tradition we have here in the UK of political caricature of our leaders. Go back for many, many years and see mock-ups of very important people looking utterly ridiculous. No, we just wanted to use humour to make a serious point. You know, it's having its desired effect.
We have to see what the president thinks about it when he arrives here on Thursday evening.
Right, right. So what is the schedule for the visit?
We've been hearing that he'll be visiting the U.S. ambassador's residence in London, Regent Park, then off to Blenheim Palace outside London near Oxford, maybe Chequers Resort as well. That's the Prime Minister's equivalent of your Camp David. Mm-hmm. Or Sandhurst Military Academy. That's your equivalent of West Point. They haven't quite confirmed any of this, understandably, for security reasons. But on Friday, he is invited for tea with the Queen at Windsor Palace, again, staying outside of London. And after that, he'll be off to Scotland for his golf course.
And the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will be heading to Moscow just as the World Cup finals take place. Is he going just to watch some soccer?
I can't guarantee that, Lauren. Mr. Abbas is getting there on the Friday, just after the semi-finals, and in time for the final match of the 2018 Russia World Cup. Some are speculating that this could be a case of football diplomacy, or as you call it, soccer diplomacy. You see, since the US moved its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, it irked the Palestinians to no end. As you remember, the territory erupted with a wave of angry protests at the time. The Palestinians no longer see the United States as a neutral or at least a fair mediator in the Middle East peace process. They accuse him of being completely behind Israel and taking their side. But as the BBC's Youssef Taha explains, this could actually become a great opportunity for Russia.
Russia is trying to have a niche for itself in the Middle East. They are trying to be a major player on the world stage. As you know, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, there became one superpower in the world, which is the United States. And Russia sees itself as the successor of the Soviet Union and is trying to recoup that position. And therefore, President Putin is trying to find a niche for himself as a shrewd world leader to reckon with, whom other leaders go to for support, for making things happen, or at least for counterbalancing the Americans.
So President Putin will be meeting President Abbas, and they will be attending the World Cup final together.
All right. The BBC's Poona Gudusi keeping us up to date on the week's international stories. Poona, thank you so much.
Always good to talk to you.